Listening to The Great Banana Race.
Welcome to the 10th annual storytelling event. Our first storyteller today comes from Nebraska and currently lives in New York City. Please welcome Kate Montgomery.
So, on my way here today, I saw a banana peel in the street, and it reminded me of the Great Banana Race of 2005. At least, I call it the Great Banana Race. Most people call it the New York City Marathon. On a chilly day in November, my sister Deidre and I were on our way to watch the New York City Marathon. Deidre's colleague Sandra was in the race, and she asked us to stand on the northeast corner of Central Park with a banana for her. We planned to stop and get a banana on the way. It's usually easy to buy bananas, but not on that day. Several stores were out of bananas. Anyway, we finally found a little grocery store that had bananas, but we had to buy a whole bunch. The man in the store said, "You can't buy just one banana." So, now here we are at the northeast corner of Central Park. We're anxiously waiting for Sandra as other runners zoom by us. Finally, we see Sandra running toward us. She stops to eat the banana and chat for a few seconds and then runs off. Is this the end of my story? No. Here is where it really starts. We still have a lot of bananas. We decide to give the bananas to other runners. "When we have no more bananas, we'll leave," says Deidre. "Not sooner, not later." Now, let's skip ahead to where we each have one banana left. A muscular runner snatches a banana from Deidre. Then he waves his hand as a quick thank you. Now, I'm the only one with a banana left. Minutes pass. Hundreds of runners pass by us. No one will take my banana. I start waving it towards the runners. "Banana! Banana! Free banana!" I shout. Deidre tries to help me, calling out, "Take a break! Eat a banana! Free banana!" We're now cold and tired of watching the marathon. We want to go home, but we must get rid of my banana first. Finally, a woman comes by and takes my banana, says thanks, and then jogs on. What a relief! Let's get out of here! But wait, the woman is jogging backwards now. No, please don't give me my banana back. It's a perfectly good banana. She stops in front of me. She has a questioning look on her face. "Did you teach English in Ecuador about 8 years ago?" she asks. I say, "Yes, I did." "I'm Renee. Do you remember me?" she asks. I think so," I say. Renee goes on. "I taught with you in Ecuador." "Of course I remember. You taught level 3 English," I reply. "You wrote me a letter of recommendation for a teaching job," she says. "Do you remember?" "Well, I got the job." "Congratulations," I say. "I always wanted to thank you, but I lost your email address when I left Ecuador," she says. "Well, I have to finish this marathon." "Good luck! Nice to see you," I say as I give her a hug. "Thanks again for the recommendation and the banana," she shouts as she disappears around the corner. Imagine the coincidence. We were from 2 different countries, met in Ecuador, hadn't seen each other in 8 years, and were brought together in New York City by a banana. Ever since then, I call the New York City Marathon the Great Banana Race.